One day in early 2015, I was having a talk with my 90-year-old mother about her visits to the two doctors who were treating her failing kidneys and dysfunctional pancreas for diabetes. The physician who was treating her kidneys with medications due to her diabetic condition had just explained to her that her kidneys were now down to only 25% function. He then went on to tell her that if they continued to drop in function, his prognosis for her was to be placed on dialysis. He highly suggested she begin preparing herself and her family members for the likelihood of starting weekly dialysis treatments in the near weeks and months to come. To say my mother was terrified by the prospect of having to be hooked up to a dialysis machine for 3 days a week would be an understatement. I could tell by the look of fear on her face and hopelessness in her voice that the reality of her current health status looked more like a death sentence rather than offering any future glimpse of hope. Well, I was not about to allow my mother and lifetime champion and cheerleader go down without a fight. I told her that there was a disruptive technology that I believed strongly in that might correct the problems she was having with both her pancreas and kidneys. I told her I could not promise this concept would work. But at that point, all that was being done for her was only treating her symptoms. She had nothing to lose, but so much to gain. So I introduced her to the concept of what adult stem cell activation was all about. I began by explaining to her the role adult stem cells play in her body and their association with her overall health, and how they were responsible for repairing damaged cells in the body. I explained that my strategy was to go to the root cause of her failing kidneys instead of treating the symptoms only. We all know that treating symptoms will never correct a failing health condition, organ dysfunction, or failing bodily system. I told her that her kidney adult stem cells were not functioning normally because they were somewhat compromised and damaged and needed to be repaired. Consequently, the kidney cells themselves were apparently damaged. This cellular damage was most likely the root cause of her failing damaged kidneys while being induced by an underlying condition, diabetes. I mentioned that as we age, our adult stem cells can take longer to do their job even in the best of conditions, when disease or illness is not present. But also, on the other hand, one's adult stem cells can lose their ability, cellular signaling, to repair various cells throughout the body due to illness, disease, trauma, environmental toxins, and even the aging process. Because of the health conditions she was experiencing, diabetes and failing kidneys, plus factoring in her age, the adult stem cells themselves needed to be repaired and rejuvenated. After this brief explanation, I went on to tell her that our goal was to activate her adult stem cells for her kidneys and pancreas. We would do it naturally by having her take adult stem cell activators, just like I had done for my shoulder. I explained to her that these adult stem cell activators were targeted and designed for specific adult stem cells found in the various organs, bodily systems, and tissue throughout the body. I'll provide a full list of all the activators and explain their applications in Chapter 6. I started her regimen with two different types of activators. One was targeted for her kidneys, and the other was targeted for her pancreas. I explained how to take them daily, and like a good trooper, over the next several months, she followed my directions and took them every day religiously. It was approximately 3 months later when she had a follow-up.